Scotty Scheffler. Yeah, I'm taking the chalk. The guy, it's just one of those things. Like, you feel like a guy who has won at Augusta can win every time at Augusta. So, like, he's he's proven he can do that. And, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, I don't feel like anybody else can beat him right now. He just has to have – something's got to go wrong in his game. So, if he goes out there and plays good golf right now, it's Scheffler. It's his to lose.
It's not going to be Scheffler. He's not going to win it. And here's why. What is up, everybody? How you living? No Putts Given. Tony, Chris, Golf Spy T, Golf Spy C. Before we get started, hit that subscribe button. Okay, I gave you a minute to do that, and now you're good. Tony, what's going down? I got all the things here.
Look at you. You are like, I did not get the memo. I guess I probably shouldn't need a memo, but like you are head to toe. Who makes the glove? That's always the key. Like,
okay, what's your guess? Do you have a guess?
I don't. Oh, look at that, Callaway.
Little Callaway limited edition.
So in addition to a new gold standard, we have a new green standard.
Look at a little ball marker on there. It's a little shamrock, so you know I don't know, but the green
that's fun. Maybe look at that.
I'm gonna wear this week a bunch. I may just wear it all day. I just may wear it throughout
the house. Walk around town. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Why not? Tour stuff. We got tour stuff to talk about. Masters gear. It's Masters week, people. We gotta talk about the Masters things. People got fired up last week, Tony, about this laying up on a par 5 yardage thing. People asked questions. You did a little more digging. We'll get to that. April Wedge Challenge. We'll go through that again.
One more time, just in case you missed it last week.
I got a question for people. I want to know how much you're going to spend on something. That's the teaser. So stick around. I'm not going to tell you everything right now. So because I made this mistake last week, I'm not going to make it this week. Is Nelly Korda picking the worst time to be the best player in the world?
I mean,
she's the best player on any tour in the world right now. Bar none.
Yeah, I mean, four in a row, and then to do it again in match play, right? That's kind of a little bit of a different animal.
Sure it is.
Sort of different rules, same result. Yeah, pound for pound, definitely giving Scottie Scheffler a run right now as the best golfer on the planet. But I mean, let's go wrap up four just before Masters week in the same week as the women's NCAA, which was just off the charts in terms of viewership and engagement, to the point where I would be willing to bet that the Masters doesn't beat it. I think that's kind of, there you go. Bold prediction.
We'll
send on that. Yeah.
Prediction.
Excuse the noises in the background.
Clark,
here. There's some
Angel Reese, South Carolina, etc. Great couple weeks for women's sports, but feel like Nelly isn't getting her due, just giving the time. Four wins in a row. Again, I'm saying she's the best player on any tour in the world right now.
Let's get her a Masters invite. I mean, I know it's
let's
late,
get her a mat. I'd rather see her in the Masters than Joaquin Neiman. There's your hot take. Nelly, way to go. Keep it up. Maybe when you get to six or seven in a row, you have the spotlight all to yourself here late April, early May. Akshay Bhatia won playoff. Did you see what Denny McCarthy did?
I heard.
The most spectacular and brutal. It was golf in that nine holes plus the one playoff hole was the absolute epitome of the brilliance, the exceptional ability, and the heartache of professional golf. Eight birdies. He makes eight birdies on the back. I think he was six back at the turn. Ties it up.
And then what happened?
First playoff hole. He misses his drive a little right. He was going to have to lay up anyway. It's a long hole. It's like 607 yards or whatever uphill. He wasn't going to get there in two anyway. Lays up, has an 80-yard shot or whatever the case is. He went straight Ben and Jerry's on his third shot, man. Chunky monkey. Straight up. Perfect lie.
Been there.
I mean,
you give him, I mean, not to win a PGA Tour event, but I've been there. I've done that.
You got to think. I mean, I'm not saying any shot is easy to win that, but like for a professional golfer, you know. I mean, that's an open. I mean, that's a fast break dunk that you just
off the rim.
Chunks it in the water, opens and the door. Batia wins second.
The massa, I mean,
yep, second PGA Tour victory for the Akshay, and then he gets the golden ticket. Right, goes to the Masters this week. That win qualified him for the Masters. He was not in otherwise, but we were kind of looking at his bag a little bit because there's a couple interesting nuggets. What's your
first of all, find something in your life, and this is outside of golf, people. This is life advice here I'm giving you. Find something in your life that you love as much as Akshay loves lead tape. This is absolutely astounding. I mean, lead tape on the putter, lead tape on his driver, lead tape on all three of his wedges. I don't know if, you know, Callaway is just like, no, you know, we're not gonna swing weight for you, DIY, whatever. But it is absolutely amazing. Just again, volume of lead tape, and I do wonder, because the guy's got the build of a kite, basically. If his t-shirt was or his polo's a little big, he's gonna catch some air. And
well, if he stood behind,
I hope the bottom of his shoes are lead taped. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm saying if he stood behind his long putter, you might not be able to see him.
Oh my God! But hey, pounds it off to the Masters. Pounds, but yeah, this is crazy. So you kind of look at, all right, so he's got the big ass jailbird on a long stick putter, which just seems like, okay, we've kind of seen that before. That's kind of a hot item. But then you look at his driver. He's got a Rogue ST Max LS, which is now two generations old. He's got a huge, huge chunk of lead tape covering the kind of the carbon fiber on the toe, and another sizable chunk of carbon.
I mean, so much they had to put it in the specs of how much lead tape's on there, right? Like, the weighting.
I mean, he's got like 12, almost 11, over 11 grams of lead tape total on this thing. Absolutely amazing.
Which is a lot. That's a lot, people.
Under 45 inches. That's another thing. Built length under 45 inches, which is which is crazy, because you look at the way he's built, and, you know, I guess that maybe makes him look a little taller than he is, but it doesn't look like, you know, 44 7/8 inches would be enough length to actually get him to the ball.
I know.
But here we go. Yeah, so we've got the Rogue ST. So we're two generations old in the driver. Paradigm AI Smoke Max fairway wood, so not the triple diamond. He's going to the Max there. He's got a X-Forge utility, so sticking with the Callaway theme. Apex irons that look anything but new. And then we go to the Jaws Raw Wedge collection, and again, just like, let's just cover the whole toe in lead just tape, because
slap all the lead tape on there.
All the lead tape in the world. So that's
I wonder if he purposely has his wedges made, you know, like 4 or 5 swing weight points light, so that he can just slap a bunch of lead tape on there. Otherwise, those things are going to weigh like E4, you know.
And he's got, you know, an Apex UW prototype version, I guess, but Apex UW in kind of that transition spot that we talk about all the time, 17.8 degrees. Seems like there's a lot of specificity in tour equipment these days. So
when you're that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much a full Callaway bag, which makes sense. And also notable, I think probably get a text message if I neglect to mention this, but this is the first PGA Tour win that I'm aware of anyway. There, you know, some possibly prototype type stuff towards the end of last year, but the official
The real deal.
First pro PGA Tour victory for the Chrome Tour golf ball, setting the new gold standard this week anyway.
there you go. Tour recap. A question, people can comment on this if you would like. I'm wondering if the long putter thing, if this is going to become more of a trend. And I get it. I get it. You look out there, you go, okay, well, there's not that many. That's why I'm asking the question is, are we going to continue to see more and more of these things from people that don't just, you know, have horrific yips like the Lucas Glover situation, you know, but finding something that's comfortable. Will Zalatoris, Adam Scott, Ben Ahn, right? Now you got to throw Akshay in there and others. If we see more and more of these guys going to a long putter, is this the next trend in the putting space? You tell me what you think. Masters gear, Tony.
Yeah, we have got a full post.
I got the memo.
We'll have Nick. You did not get the memo. Yeah, I did not. Nick can throw this in here. So we've got kind of a rundown that includes some. Do you have it up? Let's go down. Let's go. Just go item for item. Let's go down. So let's bring it up.
Article: best Masters themed apparel, gear, and accessories.
Yeah, I mean, and there's still stuff trickling in. So the TaylorMade stuff, we'll touch on that a little bit. Didn't make it in here. But yeah, so it's interesting because this time every year we see a ton of this Masters theme gear. Nobody's allowed to say Masters. You always see that. That's part of the fun is how you navigate that season opener, first major, April edition.
Azalea.
Spring break, Georgia. It's the Bridgestone hat. So, okay. There we go. A little tin that I forced my daughter to do an unboxing video. If you want to see the complete and total indifference of a teenager, check out my Twitter feed from last Friday. Anyway. So, it's interesting because everybody's trying to do this. Some guys do it really well and you come up with cool stuff. And other times I just feel like, let's just put a little green and yellow on it, make it look like you right now, for example, and call it a day. So let's go down. Let's go down the list.
I am my own theme. All right. I like this one. True Links wear. We got a slide with... They did a kind of a cool little thing here with some latitude and longitude. Again, all these are going to feature the yellow, the green, the colors.
But I agree with you. I'm not a slide guy, but you know, it's not over the top. It's not like it's not completely lazy. Put a green stripe yellow on it. If you're looking for a slide.
I like the latitude and longitude. That shows effort.
I'm good with it.
Okay. Next one. Roback Azalea. Like you said, how do you get around getting a nasty legal letter from the people in Augusta, Georgia from the Masters? You cannot say, you know, direct those things. So you use fun phrases like Azalea.
Masters. Quarter zip, Azalea. You can't regulate cheese sandwiches. Yeah, I mean,
it's fine.
Just,
fine.
I don't.
It's fine.
I saw some, I don't even remember what it was. I saw something else from Roback last week popped up on my Twitter feed. I was like, that looks really good. This
You like
this
it better? What not about it. The Whoop Collection band?
Yeah, this is a textbook example of what I'm talking about. Right. Okay, like, it's a green band, and we're next.
Mailed it in. Not cool. Cobra Dark Speed, you mentioned season opener, like the first major, so that's one way companies will do this. I tend to think Cobra does a great job on this stuff with their Palm Tree Crew, the Arnold Palmer stuff, all their collections, limited editions. I think Cobra does a phenomenal job. But what do you think? Season opener, driver.
Yeah, this is I'll give Cobra credit for just banging away at this every year with kind of these major themed drivers. And I believe there's at least one more coming this year. I don't know if this is their best ever, but I do like the way they kind of did the azaleas and again the green and yellow we talk about, but it's not over the top with the azaleas. Kind of kept it in what you would expect from Dark Speed, right? Kind of kept the theme, so I like that one.
Yep, Under Armour, their flagship shoe, gets a little green and yellow makeover. They're calling this the Patrons Pack. So again, at the Masters, people don't attend. Well, the people that do attend, they're not fans. They're not, you know, they are. Patrons.
Patrons.
Come on. All right. Patrons. So Under Armour Patrons Pack. To me, this is just kind of mailing.
Yeah, it is. Textbook example again, right? Like, okay, we need to take a product we already have, throw a little green and yellow on it, call it a day. Hey, you know.
Palm has the lottery head cover. Again, lottery paying homage to something that I have not received in 20 years of.
But this is different, right? Like, how do you find that? How do you find that little angle that's a little bit different? Hasn't been overcooked. And they've got the requisite stuff here, right? You got a little Azalea, you got a peach, but also bringing the lottery that nobody wins.
I love that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Great thinking. This one you kind of have to do, but it's easy and like, eh, whatever. It's the honorary starter grip, Golf Pride. Again, it's green, it's yellow.
Limited and they've been doing away. It again, so I feel like they're kind of grandfathered in because they were among
You'll see it next year.
Yeah, when this whole trend started, they were early in. So again, like green and yellow grip.
Waggle. See, this one, I like this one. Waggle has a
I do
hat.
Too. Again, just this again, one, what's I that love... little different angle?
Right. And what you see on the Waggle hat, you got the cup, the red cup there. But again, you do not get to run at Augusta. If you go to the Masters, you will not run places. You have a seat, you sit, you observe. If you do, like a lot of times people put their chair out and that is your spot. So they have the green, the yellow. I love that. And then the logo is the green and yellow chair.
The like folding that. Chair. That's solid.
Yep. Waggle, solid. Great job. I'm a fan. I like that one. New Balance 997.
Yes, it's from the Under Armour school of Masters theming. Just
yep. Just for fun, Melon Odyssey Lynx Hydro Hat. Doesn't scream Masters to me very much. It's just... green
no it's font. Hey yeah as we got a you know it's a perfectly good hat just made it
perfectly
green.
Good yes. Hat
speaking of perfectly good just made it green
mm-hmm.
Lab DF3 yeah, I mean, green
Lab Golf they have in the DF3 which is fantastic putter but they introduced a green colorway which that's more of a timing thing for me than like a master specific thing yeah. Like okay great
I mean cool. They do have a lot of colors so no big deal
Same thing, kind of the mass, you know, Stitch has their SL2 fadeaway bag. That's green. Puma, Phantom
so
Cat.
So I'm
Nitro
giving,
Garden.
Of the shoes, I'm giving of the three. So we've seen three. This is the third one. Puma yep. wins. And again, they didn't do anything radically different. You look at it, hey, green and yellow on a white shoe. But this one, they actually went to the extra length of putting some azalea print and some cool stuff on the sole. Not that you actually see it. But,
right, but it
a little
show...
bit effort. So yeah, I'll you know if you're looking for which shoe won the Masters limited edition run, here you go.
There you go. That's fine. Pins and Aces Pimento Blade cover, love it.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for the Pimento cheese stuff, even though it's kind of been done to death.
Yeah.
Adidas hat, I'm okay with the groundskeeper angle. I like that.
I know. Yeah, I like that. I like the groundskeeper angle on the Adidas. Hat and then Duca del Cosma
nope.
has a shoe out as well. If
there
you're
has
into
a green sole,
hold on. Yep, there it is.
Oh, you have it.
I got to wear them today too. Yeah, so
I forget them. I'll bring them back. But there's I did get a new pair of Duca, kind of a Carolina blue silhouette. I really like them. I was surprised. I'm like, I actually really like this shoe.
I do want to say something about these because in our previous testing, we have knocked Duca because they were not very comfortable. And I will absolutely say that was true. This is a newer version of some of the older shoes. This one's way more comfortable. Now, I am not going to say that I'm going to put this on and go run a marathon or, you know, hike the Appalachian Trail or something like that. It's still probably I'm riding in a cart shoe. I'm not. You know, I have some other shoes that I'll use if I'm going to walk 18. But if you want people to stop and say, damn, Tony, you got some fancy shoes on. These look fancy.
And
these are fancy
smell
shoes.
Of fine Italian leather. I would concur. I have likened previous ones like wearing clogs. You just feel like they wrap some leather around a wooden shoe. But they have, from a comfort perspective, improved dramatically.
Yep. Yeah. So that kind of runs through all the stuff. There's got to be other things out there, though.
TaylorMade's got a full collection, but put me on the spot, Chris, on the golf ball thing. Let's do it.
Two questions. So question number one, people out there, if you find cool Masters stuff that you think we should include sometime or just out there, post it. Comment
stuff
on
that
it.
The we dummies won't. Missed.
Yeah, stuff that dummies missed.
By dummies, I mean Chris or Connor. I mean
Connor
really.
Me, I didn't miss anything. I'm just reporting. All right. Now, in the past, I mean, both TaylorMade and Callaway do a great job with some of these limited edition or kind of special edition golf ball releases. We got an early sneak peek. Who did it better for the first major?
So TaylorMade? I get I get, I mean, Adam yells at me for not being definitive enough on this type of thing. So I'm going to be so definitive, I'm going to give you two answers. That's how definitive I'm going to be. In terms of the golf ball itself, the print pattern, Callaway wins the print pattern. Ooh. The Callaway's azaleas on their I guess, what was it, kind of the, what was Truvis now, what are they calling it? The True Track azaleas. Oh, that's, that's the better pattern. But in terms of packaging and boxes, and I will say this for what TaylorMade is doing across the board when they do these limited runs, it's not just, hey, here's a golf ball. They put a lot of thought into the packaging and really kind of theming it to the extreme. And we talk about things that haven't been done before, right? They didn't just put it on a box with a flower or put it in a green box with a yellow font, call it Masters Edition. So they leaned into the peaches. So this is a TP5 ball with a Pix pattern. But the thing is, the box. They created this peach box, and it actually has this fuzzy texture. So it actually feels like a peach. And so if you're into, like, if you want to play the balls, cool. But if you're into, like, collecting some of this limited edition stuff, the TaylorMade season opener, I don't know what phrase, I can't remember. They are, in fact, using season opener. So I got that right. So TP5 Pix season opener. The box on this is really cool. So there you go. Next.
I guess we should also tease this next week. This week, we may be giving away a set of... You guys seen these out there? Of course you've seen them out there. The Mizuno Azalea irons. Again, limited edition. I have the blue ones. A couple years ago, they did these, the 221 in the blue. But these are...
I will not say that we're definitely doing it, but you should definitely be checking our social media later on this week for sure. By the time this comes on, like within a day or so, you need to be checking this out because,
All right, those are two final Masters questions, and we're going to move on. Number one, will Tiger Woods make the cut?
No. Next.
No. Tony says no.
No.
No. I'm going to say he does. I'm going to say he does. He can walk the course twice, then he falls apart. He has WD'd. He's going to make the cut. $100. I put it on DraftKings. I am really hoping that that turns out well. All right, last question. Who wins it? Who's the winner this year, Tony?
Scotty Scheffler. I think so.
So you're just going straight chalk.
Yeah, I'm taking the chalk. The guy, it's just one of those things. Like, you feel like a guy who has won at Augusta can win every time at Augusta. So, like, he's proven he can do that. And... I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, I don't feel like anybody else can beat him right now. He just has to have – something's got to go wrong in his game. So if he goes out there and plays good golf right now, it's his to lose. There you go.
Yeah, I think it's always fun people have if you follow different people out there, like, you know, people that are first-time winners, right? Or, sorry, first-time players. You know, if you take everybody that's playing – all right, if it's their first time playing the Masters, I'm going to take them out. If they're, you know, not ranked high enough in a certain category, strokes gained, tee to green, etc., okay, take them out. And you're kind of left with this bunch of players that statistically speaking...
If they're not Scotty Scheffler, take them out right now.
That's your take. If it's not Scotty Scheffler... take him out.
Give me like Scotty or the field. Remember that? Everybody used to do that with Tiger. Scotty or the field. Give me Scotty. Give me Scotty.
Yeah, I think there's actually another bet on DraftKings where it's like the players or the field, and it's like, you know, like Scheffler, Rahm, and one other, and you get those three or the field.
Yeah,
and
I would give me those. Yeah, I would.
Yes, plus 185. Plus 185. If you want to do that. No Rory. He doesn't get the Grand Slam this year.
If you know, it's like surprise. You said, it's Scotty.
It's not going to be Scheffler. He's not going to win it. And here's why. Somebody else is going to win it. That's why.
It is hard to argue with detailed analysis like that.
Somebody else is going to win. I just don't know who it's going to be. If it were a first time player, I would give a little nod to Ludvig Åberg. Guy has everything that you need to win any tournament. There's no reason he couldn't, other than the fact he
does not have. Scotty Scheffler is in the field.
Well, two things. Scotty Scheffler's in the field, and he does not have that level of experience. I don't think we're going to see, you know, the Freddie Couples, you know, type of thing. The when we saw Tom Watson and Stewart Cink go right down to it. I know it was the Masters, it was the British Open, but I don't know that we're going to see that type of a situation. We might see Charlie Hoffman leading somewhere during the first round because he always seems to do that. Shout out to the Green Glove Brigade. But I want somebody who's a really, really good iron player. Short game creativity.
Last I heard, the best iron player in the world isn't in the tournament, according to Greg Norman. So.
Well, that's true. I thought, yeah. Well, if Nelly Cord is in the tournament, I'm picking Nelly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I like the people out there that are saying Xander Schauffele.
He's been
I
right
like
there, one bad shot away from winning. So
That
maybe,
pick.
but he's not Scottie Scheffler, so
But he's
that's
going to win. All right.
okay.
Anyway,
Yeah.
moving on. Last week, we ruffled a bunch of feathers, which was, I guess, super, super fun. We're going to do more of this, but because you asked, some people had
Yeah.
feedback, Tony. Again, we're talking a par five. Do I go for the green or do I lay up to a preferred distance? There were some people that said what?
Well, I mean, you're always going to get the guys that say the data is wrong, and you know, everybody believes they're the exception to the rule. But we
Right.
did get a comment because I also mentioned, as an analogy, it's kind of like taking 3 wood off the tee, right? Like it makes sense to people, but in reality, it's a bad play. And so
If you
I've
say
got
the
lots of
tight
data.
hole.
Yeah, right. And so I look at it and looking at just distance alone. So scratch golfers hitting 3 wood off the tee give up 18 yards. 5 handicap gives up 11 on average. 10 handicap could be kind of an anomaly in the data, but kind of following the trends, right? 26 yards. When that also could be the tipping point. Again, 15 handicappers. Now you're getting guys who aren't as proficient with the driver, miss hit a lot. They still give up 12 yards. 20 and 25 handicaps give up between 6 and 7, choosing 3 wood instead of driver. So you're giving yardage up to begin with. And so, you know, we know this. But the interesting question, and I didn't have the answer, was like, well, what about penalty strokes, right? That idea of like, okay, maybe the 3 wood, I hit it because I don't hit it OB as much. So I was like, that's an interesting question. I have no idea. And
Talk
I was
about
like,
the
I.
second shot, right? Going for the green.
No,
What
off the tee, off the tee.
Oh,
So
off
this
the
is,
tee.
yeah, we're talking off the tee. The idea of like, oh, I'm gonna hit 3 wood because it's the safer play. And so I was like, I have no idea. Let's see what the data says. And so it was really interesting. So scratch handicap, 5 handicap, 10 handicap, no difference. So the rate of penalties off the tee with 3 wood versus driver, absolutely the same. Interestingly enough, for 15 handicap, it is higher with the driver, but then you get into, by the time you get to a 25 handicap, it actually goes the other way where it's a little higher with the 3 wood. But these are all, I say higher, by and large, they're within a couple percentage points of each other. The other stat I looked at was how close to the fairway edge are you? And so scratch handicap golfers actually a little closer with the fairway. Makes sense because those guys are really good and can hit a fairway wood. Five handicap, almost a push, and then once you get beyond that, it kind of switches up, and in most cases, you're going to be closer to the fairway edge with the driver. The exception being the highest handicap 25 golfers, and again, 25 handicap golfers, and again, I think that's likely because it is so hard for people to hit fairway woods, and if you're a bad golfer, or you know, however you want to describe a
Everyone
25
term
handicap.
that.
I'm not trying to throw rocks here, but however you would
Real.
describe that guy is going to struggle typically mightily with a 3 wood. So unless the objective is simply to take a little distance off something, right? Not because, oh, I think it doesn't go as far offline. Unless the objective is to just hit it shorter, it doesn't make sense to take a 3 wood off the tee. And again, allow for hazards and shape of the hole and things like that. But just kind of a rule of thumb. This comes from Marty Jurton at Ping when we went through the product presentation for their Copilot software. Basically, like to, you know, if you're going to give up, what is it? It's 1 yard of
Two
accuracy.
to one, right? Basically.
3 to 1, I thought. So, yeah. So unless you're gonna give up basically minimal, long story short, it's not worth giving up 6, 7, 8 yards of distance to get a little bit closer. If it's any more than a few, you don't want to do it. So
yeah, so basically
2-1, 3-1, 2.5-1, whatever you want to call it, right? Depending on the skill of the golfer, somewhere in that range, if you're giving up more than 3 yards with your 3-wood as an accuracy play, and these numbers, they use it for driver fitting, but obviously you're just talking about a club that I hit off the tee.
Right.
If you're going to give up more than 3 yards, you need to be getting way more than just a little bit of accuracy.
Yeah, so bottom line, what we can say definitively when comparing driver to 3-wood is that your 3-wood will be shorter. What we can also say definitively is it probably will not be more accurate by any measure.
Very marginal.
That.
Yeah. Not so accurate as to justify giving up the yards.
Bingo. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Well said, Tony. Yes. And if you're a higher handicap player, another thing I might do, ditch your 3-wood. You can't hit it anyway. You need a 5-wood, you know, 17, 18, 19 degrees, something that you can get up in the air. And the other point I want to make here, and we'll move on to the next topic, is I get it, people. This is the pit of fire rule. There are a number of people that comment like, well, you know, there's a 200 yards, you know, anything over 200 yards, my ball goes into a lake. You're telling me I should hit 3-wood?
No.
No.
Don't do dumb shit.
My fairway pinches down to like a 12-yard gap, and then, you know, there's the, you know, on one side there's Niagara Falls, and then on the other side there's another pit of fire. And you're telling me to hit 3-wood into this narrow gap? No. We're saying in the vast majority of situations, when you're deciding between going for the green and laying up to a preferred yardage, assuming that there isn't anything more than typical rough or bunkers, there isn't, you know, there isn't like caverns or, like you said, there isn't a pit of fire, a major water feature, you know, some type of tectonic plate shifting, opening up a portal or something.
A portal to hell, right? Unless there's a portal to hell.
Right? Yeah. Like, this isn't Stranger Things, right? So, come on, people. Use some common sense. But part of that common sense is, when in doubt, send it. Send it. All right. Wedge challenge. Tony, this got buried a little last week because there are so many cool things going on.
So touch it again. Yeah. So real quick, we're introducing this. We're going to call this the April No Putts Given Challenge. We want to see, again, based on something I saw on social media, given 100 tries, could you hole out from 65 yards, call it 60, anywhere in that range? Mm-hmm. And would you be willing to risk it if the prize was, call it $1 million, but the penalty was you couldn't play golf for 3 years? So that's kind of where this comes from. That's the background. So the challenge here is go out and try this if you can. I don't care if it's at your course, practice green, wherever you can set it up, simulator, whatever. I think what I say, I was going to use number 3 at the boulders. On Foresight to try it out. But this is what we want to know. Tell us in the comments below, first of all, could you, given 100 tries, hole out 60, 65 yards, anywhere in that range, could 100. You do it? How confident are you that you could do it? Try it if you can. And then secondarily, what is the least amount of money or the smallest prize you would be willing to wager on? Again, put it in the comments. Let us know. We are going to pick winners and you know, from anybody who participates. Copious comments. Prizes. Yeah, we'll send some stuff out. So No Putts Given, April challenge. Give it a go.
Love it. Last question. Going to go ahead and leave you with this comment on this one below. I threw this out on my Twitter the other day. It got quite a response. I'm going to ask you guys as well. How much would you pay for a full bag fitting? We're going to make a couple assumptions. You have access to multiple brands. This is a top-end fitting type of institution, a very high qualified fitter. They're using the best and latest in technology, etc. So assume that it's pretty phenomenal, right, in terms of the access stuff. What would you pay? No clubs, no nothing. You're just getting the info. You're paying for the fitting, getting the info. What would you pay? Let us know. Comment below. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, too, in case you haven't done that already. Golf Spy T, Golf Spy C. Happy Masters Week, everybody. We'll see you next time. We out.